This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The death sentence for Miriam Ibrahim may be delayed for 2 years, yet the world is discovering that Sudan's unofficial and official persecution of Christians is very real. Unless she can suddenly win her appeal in Sharia court, she could be facing a form of flogging that would irreversibly ruin her body by torture. Pro-life advocates are pointing out a tragic discrepancy in the popular media. While the hoax about Irish nuns supposedly killing hundreds of babies was bandied about until silently exposed as a hoax, there is barely a word about infant corpses in energy incinerators in places from Oregon to Britain. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
The Gates Foundation is clearly an organization that embraces a moral sentiment. Yet it seems that to remain popular among those who believe governments are what is best suited to solve the world's problems, one form or another of eugenics, or at least family planning, must be embraced. Dogged by questions about the foundation's support for abortion, Melinda Gates says they will not fund abortions. Nevertheless, critics still point out that their support for Planned Parenthood activities may still not be separated from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.